Today's scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32 to 39.
今日经文是来自希伯来书第十章三十二到三十九节。
We will read this responsibly, first in English, then in Chinese.
我们会回应的方式，先读英文，再读广东话。
But recall the former days, when after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings.
Sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partner with those who treated.
For you had compassion in those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession, an abiding one.
Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward.
For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised.
For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay.
But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
But we are not those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their soul.
希伯来书第十章三二节，你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。只是义人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福读佢同埋听佢话语嘅人。
Today's message is given by Brother Jin. The title is "We Shall Not Shrink Back."
今日我哋嘅信息系由郑弟兄，我哋嘅信息系我们不会退出嘅第三讲。
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Let us try something new we haven't done before.
咁樣你做一啲我哋以前未做嘅嘢。
Could we all stand up and greet one another? At least three people that you haven't greeted yet this morning.
咁樣你起立。
Welcome to Grace Church.
最少同三個你今朝未打過招呼嘅人去打個招呼，話歡迎你嚟到恩約堂。
This is how I can tell some of you are shy and some of you are not.
咁我可以睇到咧，边个怕丑，边个唔怕丑。
May be seated. Thank you.
可以坐。
Well, those of you who do not know me, my name is Jin, and I'm a pastoral intern here. I serve youth and college and career fellowships here at Grace Church.
咁啊，你唔认识我嘅话咧，我嘅名咧叫郑振源，我而家系一个见习嘅牧师。咁我喺度咧都系带领嘅青少年团契、职青团契。
Welcome all of you who are here joining us in person as well as online.
咁我哋歡迎每一位，無論你係喺呢度或者喺網上面同我哋崇拜嘅。
We're at the very last part of the series on "We Shall Not Shrink Back."
咁我哋講緊一系列嘅講道個題目係我哋不可退後嘅、這個、最後一講。
For the past 2 weeks, we have seen that the author of the book of Hebrews was single-mindedly encouraging his readers to remain in the faith.
咁過去兩次我哋都睇到希伯來嘅作者，佢好專心嘅要去鼓勵佢基督徒佢嘅信徒，佢哋要喺信心嘅裏邊。
Remaining in the faith, is in other words, not shrinking back and be destroyed from the faith.
換句話講，就係話咧喺信心上邊唔好退後同埋被摧毀。
And we've also seen the ways in which the author has encouraged his fellow Christians were very colorful.
同時我哋睇到呢個作者佢用唔同嘅方法去鼓勵信徒。
He encouraged them by confidence and by admonition and also by warning.
咁咪藉住唔同嘅方法，例如係要鼓勵啦，要去訓戒，或者係要去警告。
And today he is encouraging them by inspiring them and exhorting them in two special ways.
而今日我哋所講嘅就係佢用兩個方法去點樣勸戒佢哋。
The author is building upon verses 19 to 31, and he is encouraging his brothers to not shrink back by first recalling their past.
咁佢由十九節到三十一節呢段經文裏邊咧，去鼓勵佢嘅信徒基督徒唔好去退後。首先就係話你要諗翻以前。
And second, in order to be preserved in the faith at the face of current struggles, he is pointing his readers to the future glory.
第二就係話咧，你點樣喺你嘅信仰裏邊要去堅穩咧？就係話要去指向將來嘅榮耀。
So for at least a first century persecuted Christians and the author of the book of Hebrews agreed on these two things. Number one, we must recall our past. And number two, we must remember our future promises.
所以在第一世紀基督徒他們受逼迫，和這個基督徒希伯來書的作者他們同意一點，就是說首先你要去想回以前的事，第二就是說你要思想將來所得的榮耀。
And this pattern of encouraging God's fellow daughters and sons were not be found here alone, but it is everywhere in the Bible.
而呢一種嘅鼓勵基督徒嘅模式，唔單止係喺希伯來書嘅出現，喺聖經裏邊其他嘅地方都可以睇到。
Just to give an example, Moses, Joshua, and all these prophets, kings, they pointed God's mighty work that has been done at the Red Sea, or the Exodus, or what he has done to Abraham. They were pointing these people to what he has done previously to stand strong at the face of struggle.
例如無論是摩西、約書亞或者其他的王，他們都去指向提醒猶太人，他們以神怎樣在埃及或者是引他們出埃及之前，神怎樣去為他們去開路，而指向給他們將來有一個盼望。
But I can ask why? Why would anyone want us to recall the past and remember the future promises that God has given us in order for us to overcome our struggle?
但我想問的就是為什麼我們要想以往的事，然後同埋去思想將來的榮耀，可以幫助我們去面對今天的苦難呢？
Well, the simple answer to that question is because it helps, it works.
很簡單的答案就是因為它是有用的，有幫助的。
The precise point of our struggle and suffering, our act of recalling our past endurance, as well as remembering future glory, help Christians, help us, to do the will of God and receive what is promised according to today's scripture.
在我们面对苦难困难的时候，我们思想神以前的作为和将来所得的荣耀的盼望的时候，能够去帮助我们在这一刻我们行神的旨意。
So let's take a look at these two steps one by one, by first looking at how does recalling our past, especially our struggles, help us to remain in the faith today.
我们一步一步去看，首先就是说怎样我们去看回以前，我们怎样面对苦难经过的时候，能够帮助我们在信心里面。
As we read together this morning, in verse 32, it begins like this, You were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings.
咁今日所睇嘅第32節，佢開始就話你哋蒙了光照，然後忍受大爭戰嘅各樣苦難。
The first thing that the author of the book of Hebrews is trying to do to his readers is that remember you were an enlightened individual.
佢首先就提醒話你首先係已經蒙了光照。
And here, probably the author is mentioning that the enlightenment, enlightened mind by the teachings of the apostles about Jesus Christ, our high priest, and our perfect sacrifice for our sins.
希伯來書的作者所說的可能就是說這些信徒受藉著保羅書信的講到耶穌基督的事情，這些經文是讓他們心靈得到光照。
The first thing that he's doing is that you are set apart from this culture, from this world, because you have that knowledge, enlightened knowledge of Jesus Christ.
因為你心靈得到耶穌基督的光照，認識了耶穌基督，所以你跟這個世界是分別了出來。
And then he moves on to say, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings.
然后他说你忍受了大争战各样苦难。
Now I want to ask, what's the connection here? We have this enlightened knowledge of Jesus, and yet all of a sudden this guy is talking about hard struggles that we went through.
那这两样东西怎样可以联系起来呢？首先就是说你蒙了光照认识了耶稣基督，而另一样你就说他要忍受了大苦难争战。
We haveBeautiful ladies becoming a member of our church.
我哋有两位姊妹要成为我哋教会嘅会友。
We have beautiful three ladies from my household transferring and being baptized today.
咁喺我家里边亦都有三位漂亮嘅女士，佢会转会或者系受礼。
If I were to give them an encouragement as they face their struggles,
如果佢哋我要俾佢哋有鼓励，当佢哋要面对困难苦难嘅时候。
I wouldn't be beginning by saying you guys received the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and yet you're gonna strive through your struggle.
我唔会话你认识咗耶稣基督然后咧你又要去面对苦难。
Knowing who Jesus is does not, at least in our mind, this day and age, connects us to be in the place of struggles and sufferings.
在今天的理解里面，认识了耶稣基督好像很难去联系到怎样在苦难里面忍受。
But for at least the first century, first very Christians who believed in Jesus knew that when you know Jesus truly as who he is, you will be persecuted by the world.
但对于第一世纪的基督徒来说，他们知道他们认识耶稣基督的时候，他们知道他们会受这个世界的逼迫。
It is because those who lived a new life, a life that Jesus has given them, according to this knowledge of who he is and what he has done for our sins, they received persecutions from that world, from the Roman empires and other people at that time.
因为他们认识耶稣基督，相信他的工作和他是神的时候，他们知道他们会受当时的社会是逼迫。
In that sense, for them, the enlightened knowledge of Jesus automatically changes the way that we live, and this world would hate us because how we live.
因为当我们认识耶稣基督的时候，会改变我们的生命，改变我们生活的方法，而这个世界不喜欢我们生活的方式。
Apparently, five sisters, we are celebrating here today. I want you to remember, walking the path of new life is not going to be easy.
今日会加入我哋嘅五位姊妹，我想去讲俾你听，去行一个新嘅生命嘅道路系唔容易。
But borrowing the author of Book of Hebrews' words, if that is you, when you face that struggle, remain in the faith by first remembering what Jesus has done for you.
但系藉住希伯来书嘅作者，佢话喺你面对苦难嘅时候，首先你要去记得耶稣基督为你所做过的。
And I pray that just as early Christian life spoke a message into that world where there were and world hated it, when you live a Christian life in your life,
就好像在这个基督徒的作希伯来书的作者对当时第一世纪 的門徒所說的，就是說這個世界是會憎恨你們。
Do not be afraid to speak for your Jesus.
不要害怕去為你的耶穌基督去說說話。
John 15 verse 18 it says this, If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you.
約翰福音十五章十八節，佢話：世人若恨你們，你們知道恨你們已經先恨我了。
And verse 19, if you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
跟住第十九節，佢話：你們若屬世界，世界必愛屬自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
Remember, it says here that Jesus chose you, not you chose him.
要记得是耶稣拣选你们，不是你们拣选耶稣。
And the way in which he has chosen you is to choose you out of this world.
他怎样去拣选你，就是说他从这个世界里面去将你拣选出来。
For this reason, the world will hate you.
因为这样这个世界会憎恨你。
I think to unpack that, we could say that enlightened Christians back then and his or her new way of life planted a seed of conflict in the mind of unbelievers.
我们可以说光受光照过的基督徒，无论是当时或者现在，他们就是种了一个种子，一个憎敬的种子在未非信徒的心里面。
And often that conflict would lead to receive a hatred from this world.
而这个的憎敬就会在这个世界里面去看到他们怎样憎恨我们。
But don't be nice to them.
但不需要对他们太恩慈。
Don't shrink back.
不要退后。
The way in which God is going to use you to evangelize is by first planting a seed of conflict in their mind that the world isn't supposed to be like this.
去怎样去向这个世界去传这个福音，就是说首先要将这个一个种子，就是摆在他们的心里面，告诉他们这个世界不应该是这样。
So by seeing how you live your new life, they will lift their eyes up and ask God, what is it that I'm missing but these people have?
当他们看到你的生命的时候，他们就会去想到，就是说向神问为什么他们可以这样生活，为什么我不可以呢？
Like when Stephen was stoned to death, his face was shining like an angel.
当斯提凡被人用石头打死的时候，他的脸好像天使一样。
At the footstep of your death, your face is not gloomy, your face is not saddened, but it is glowing like an angel.
当他被石头打死的时候，他的面不是很痛苦，而是去发光，好像天使一样。
And the world will see and ask, what do they have that I don't have?
这个世界看到这样的时候，他们就会问，你有什么是我没有的呢？
It's not your knowledge or wisdom.
不是你的智慧、聪明。
It's not your determination nor peace.
不是你的意志或者平安。
It's not your success of your life or fulfilled all the tasks that you wanted to do in your life, but it is Jesus in you.
不是你生命里面的成就，而是在耶稣基督在你的生命里面。
That's how we point others to Jesus.
我们就是这样去向人去指出耶稣基督。
But the suffering and persecutions were not the main things that the author wanted his readers to remember today.
但是这个作者不是只是想这个读者去记得这些苦难或者是征战。
But it was how they endured a hard struggle with sufferings. It's their endurance.
而是他们怎样去忍受这些苦难。
It was how they joyfully accepted what is foolish in the eyes of the world.
同埋佢哋點樣喺呢個世界嘅面前認為愚蠢嘅嘢，佢哋係好喜樂咁樣去接受。
Some people in this room today may rightly think that there must be better things to be remembered or reminded at the time of struggle.
咁啊，可能會有人諗話喺遇到困難災難嘅時候，可能有啲更加好嘅嘢，我哋應該去紀念。
Remembering how you struggled in your hard time and remembering the reproaches, the public humiliations may not be actually the things that you want to remember at the time of struggle.
在你受有这个苦难的时候，可能你不是很想去记得你以前怎样去受过苦难，或者被人去戏弄嘲笑。
One of the communication skills that I need to improve with my wife is that when she says, this is a bit difficult, I'm kind of tired, and then yada yada, sorry. She shares her difficulty, I would just directly analyze the problem and try to provide a solution to that.
当我太太去有些怨言说好辛苦有问题这样，咁我第一個反應咧，可能就係會去分析佢嗰個問題嘅所在，去點樣去解決。
But sometimes she doesn't want a solution from me. She just wants me to listen to her story and just agree with her.
但可能佢有時佢唔係想我俾佢有嗰啲咩解決嘅方法，而係佢想我聽佢講嘅嘢。
What would be worse than listening to her or giving her a solution is to tell her, "Remember, you suffered even worse before."
咁如果講佢聽啊，你記得你以前咧忍受嘅苦難更加大，可能呢個更加差。
Uncomparably easy, easier than what you've already gone through in the past。
佢話：你諗下，你對於你以前已經經過嘅，你而家面對嘅，其實變得好容易。
I don't think it would help that much if I spoke like that。
咁如果我咁樣講嘅時候咧，可能對佢冇乜幫助。
But here today, the author of Book of Hebrews is encouraging his readers by firstasking them to remember their struggles in addition to their endurance of that struggle.
所以希伯来书的作者，他叫他们去记得，不单只是记得以前忍受的苦难，而是呢，记得你怎样去忍受。
It's not that the endurance is their strength or some sort of their management skills, but that endurance that comes from knowing Jesus.
那种忍耐不是因为他们有什么的长处或者特质能够去忍受，而这个忍受是来自他们认识耶稣基督。
And that is what he is exactly doing. Remember, you went through this, but do you remember Jesus with his mighty hand kept you in?
他说你们记得你们以前经历过的苦难，但是你怎样经历过，就是因为耶稣基督他用他的手去捉住你们。
So remember that endurance where you received from knowing Jesus as your personal savior.
你要记得你怎样忍受，就是因为你藉着认识耶稣基督而得到的。
In other words, we are united to Christ, therefore our suffering as well as endurance of Jesus's would become mine by his grace alone.
就是因为我们跟耶稣基督的联合，所以我们能够去坚忍忍受的时候，是藉着他给我们的恩典。
When we recall our endurance in a hard struggle with sufferings, what we're doing is that we are remembering Jesus' suffering.
当我们回想我们以前所经历过的苦难的时候，我们就是去记得耶稣基督的苦难。
We're remembering his death on the cross for my sin.We're remembering he is inviting us into the eternal glory as the host of the heavenly kingdom.
我们纪念的就是耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们的罪去忍受苦难，还有耶稣基督将来会接我们进入他的荣耀里面。
And therefore, what is a blessing to us as a new Christian with a new life is that our endurance in a hard struggle reflects Jesus' endurance on the cross and his victory over death.
所以你有新的生命，我们能所面对的苦难的时候，我们记得去反映了耶稣基督在十字架上面所忍受的苦难，以及他怎样面对死亡。
Do you want to evangelize people?
你想不想跟人传福音呢？
You don't need to go to seminary and become a pastor.
你不需要去神学院成为一个牧师。
Remember endurance that resembles Jesus' endurance in your life.
回想你所忍受的，去反映了耶稣基督在你的生命里面为你去忍受苦难。
For this reason, the act of recalling our endurance in the past and joyfully accepting of plundering of our possessions creates a special kind of confidence in us.
因为这样我们去忍受苦难，甚至乎是我们的产业被人夺去，去在我们的生命里面产生了一种的勇敢。
It's a confidence that comes from knowing the path we are going to walk or we are walking is the exact path that Jesus has laid before us.
呢個勇敢就係話知道我哋將來所行嘅呢條路係耶穌基督為我哋已經係鋪好嘅。
This is what today's passage is about, isn't it, everyone?
我哋每一位，我哋今日所講嘅經文就係呢一樣。
Remembering the past and the future that changes our fear and discontentment into confidence, which promises a great reward in verse 35 and 6.
去回想我哋嘅苦难，同埋谂到将来嘅荣耀嘅时候，就系俾我哋有一个勇敢嘅心，就喺三十六节佢哋所讲。
It's a kind of boldness. It's not a spirit of timidity, or it's not a spirit of fear or afraid. It is a kind of boldness, even at the face of your struggle, that many people of God have exhibited throughout history.
呢个唔系一个怯懦嘅心，而系一种嘅勇敢，去俾人哋睇到呢种嘅勇敢。在过去的历史里面，很多的基督徒已经表达了出来。
And let us be reminded once again, this confidence from knowing Jesus can only come in our restored relationship with God.
我们要记得这种勇敢的心是来自我们与神的关系里面的复活当中。
And it is the applicatory power of Holy Spirit in and through our union with Jesus, the Son of God.
这个也是藉着圣灵的带领，就是通过我们与耶稣基督的联合。
And this is the confidence that the book of the authors talks about from the chapter 4 all the way to 11, the next chapter of the faith, that we would be joining the clouds of believers in our walk of faith.
这种勇敢的心由希伯来书的作者由四章去到第十一章都讲到，就是提到我们要去与这个好像好多嘅唔同嘅见证人，我哋同佢哋一样。
That's what endures them to overcome myriads of struggles in their life, beholding the person and work of Jesus Christ.
佢哋过去点样去忍受苦难，就系话去仰望耶稣基督。
And with this confidence, verse 36 promises us a great reward at the end.
第三十六节去应许我哋一个最大的
In this confidence, we are allowed to do the will of God in this endurance.
这种勇敢的心去帮助我们去行神的旨意。
So in other words, this confidence, this endurance at the face of struggle in Jesus Christ is somewhat required to do in order for us to do the will of God.
就是这个我们怎样能够去行神的旨意，就是说我们都要有这个坚忍、忍耐和这种勇敢。
Verse 36 says this, For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised.
第36节他说，当你去忍受苦难的时候，你就能够 去得到将来所应许的。
This receiving a great reward from doing the will of God comes from having that confidence endurance.And having that confidence and endurance applied into your daily walk with God by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个是藉着圣灵去让我们去在我们每一日同与神同行的时候，能够产生这个勇敢的心。
Only then we would stop crediting the final authority of our life to ourselves or our emotions or our future.And have God at the center in all things.
系只系咁样，我哋先至能够去将神去摆喺我哋嘅中心，而唔系话我哋自己能够做到啲乜嘢，有啲乜嘢嘅特质。
There's one more thing that we must be reminded this morning that whether Jesus is at the center of your life right now or not, everyone is expected to receive.Everyone is expected to receive in the future.
今天的早上，无论耶稣基督是不是在你的中心，在你的生命里面，你都会去得到一些东西，在将来会得到一样东
西。For God's people, they will receive an eternal life.
对于神的子民，他们会得到永生。
And for sinners and unrepentance and impenitence, it is the eternal fire of judgment.
对于未信的人，非基督徒，他们会得到的就是审判和永远的火。
So at the point of recalling the past and remembering what Jesus' promise of the future, the next chapter, which is chapter 11, verse 1, says this, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
記得兩樣嘢，就係話以前所忍受嘅苦難，同埋耶穌基督將來要所顯俾我哋嘅榮耀。去到第十一章十一節嘅時候，佢哋講到話，我哋嘅信心係所望之事嘅實底，係未見之事嘅確據。
This hope, the assurance of things hoped for, this hope is what pushes us through the end.
呢個盼望就係幫助我哋去行到去最後。
This is the hope.That we have in Jesus alone that can change our discontentment into gratitude.
是这个的盼望在耶稣基督的里面帮助我们让我们的不满变成我们的满足和我们的感恩。
Because we have better possessions in the future, an abiding one.
因为我们将来所拥有的是一个我们能够永远拥有的。
However strong or however powerful this hope is, for us to strive through trials and sufferings,
但無論這個盼望是多麼大，我們怎樣幫助我們能夠去面對苦難，繼續去向前堅忍呢？
The power and authority of our hope does not depend on the hope itself.
但這個盼望它的能力不是基于佢呢个盼望本身。
The certainty of this hope's reality and actualization in the future does not depend on the recipient of that hope.
而呢个盼望将来点样去能够去实现出嚟，亦都唔系建基于嗰个接受盼望嘅嗰一个。
This confidence, we talk about confidence, endurance, sufferings, we talk about a new life, we talk about a hope. All of that, they are all.Effectual in our Christian walk because of the giver of all of those.
我哋所讲过嘅，我哋点样去忍受苦难，我哋将来所有嘅盼望，呢啲我哋嘅恩典，呢啲所有嘅嘢系能够去实现有功效，系基于赐呢啲嘢嘅嗰一位。
Because the giver of our promises, unchanging, and he's omnipotent, all powerful, and he knows all things, omniscient.
这位赐这个应许给我们的这一位是无所不知无所不在，他是全能的。
Therefore, the hope that we have, the salvation that we have, the commitment you guys are making today, in itself has no power apart from the giver of those elements in your life.
所以我们的救恩，你们今天所委身的，这些所有的东西，如果没有了神他本身的时候，这些东西都是没有帮助。
He who gives this promise, he who gives and provides salvation in his Son, holds the future reality of eternal glory.
这一位给赐救恩的，在基督里面去赐救恩的，给这个应许的这一位，他肯定了将来这些的应许是会实现。
And evidences, recordings of God's mighty work in the past,we have from our forefathers of faith, help us to close a gap between the evidence that we have and the certainty of that evidence.
而过去的信徒所俾佢哋所俾嘅证据，去帮助我哋而家有嘅证据，同埋将来点样去实现嘅应许当中嗰个鸿沟去删咗佢。
Now remember, in the beginning, I asked, why does recalling the former days and remembering Jesus' promises in the future would help us at the present struggle?
记得我刚才问过你们，就是说去记得以前受过的苦难，还有去想起耶稣基督将来所显的荣耀的时候，怎样能够帮助我们现在去面对苦难？
It is because just as we...are to see Jesus, the giver of our hope and good things that we received, we ought to see God the Creator who is sovereign behind our trials, behind our sufferings and hardships.
又因为我们看到耶稣基督所给我们的所有各样美善的东西，我们就会看到在我们面对苦难困难的背后的神。
Therefore, we must remind ourselves once again the truthfulness of Christian evidence or truthfulness of overcoming our struggles by confidence are not based on the number of people who believe it or not.
我要記得就係話我哋去我哋嘅信心，我哋嘅勇敢，點樣去面對呢個苦難，唔係基於有幾多人去相信呢個信仰。
It certainly does have value in itself, but the certainty of evidence we have wholly depends on God, the giver and creator and sustainer of His people.
冇錯，當我哋睇到係藉住神呢位去為我。使到我哋嘅生命去维系我哋嘅生命，帮助我哋继续向前嘅呢一位，睇到佢俾我哋嘅应许。
Because the reality, actuality, and effectuality of our Christian walk do not depend on ourselves, but it depends on God, who is most powerful being, unchangeable being in this world. We can stand firm in our faith.
因为如果没有神他为我们去成就所一切的时候，我们基督徒的生命是不能够去实践出来，我们不能够在我们的信心里面去坚忍。
For this reason, if we have a wrong or improper knowledge of God, we cannot have a proper walk of faith at first place. We have a wrong starting point.
所以如果我们没有对神有一个正确的认识的时候，我们基督徒的生命不会有一个正确的道路。
Because it is God Himself who authenticates our faith, who validates our walk of spiritual walk, and the truthfulness and the certainty of our faith, we can remain in the faith.
因为是神他自己去印证见证我们的信心的真确性，以致我们的信心是在神的里面是坚忍。
Yes, remembering matters in our walk of faith in order to not shrink back from our faith.
是我们在记得我们在基督徒的生命里面所行的，去叫我们不要去退后。
But the act of our remembering must point us to the person and work of Jesus Christ.
但是我们回想这些事情的时候，是要我们去指向耶稣基督自己。
Not only his promises of the future, but the sufferings that he had first experienced for us to follow.
不单只是记得他将来所应许我们的，而是我们要去想起耶稣基督为我们所忍受的苦难。
That's when we can boldly proclaim, we shall not shrink back and be destroyed because the suffering of Jesus.
所以我们能够去宣称我们不会退后，是因为耶稣基督自己的苦难。
The suffering of Jesus was not the end of the story, but he resurrected into the glory where we will follow that special, that specific paradigm.
因为耶稣基督的苦难，这个不是个故事的终结，而是他已经复活，并且是进入这个荣耀的里面，而我们将来也都是会同他一样。
So for those who are united to Christ and whose mind is enlightened by the power of the Holy Spirit, they can boldly say, we will not shrink back and be destroyed.
所以那些与基督去联合的人，和他们的心去被这个圣灵的大能去光照的时候，他们能够勇敢地说，说我们不会退后。
But please be not discouraged. The existence of suffering in your life will continue. It will continue on until Christ returns.
但是你生命里面的苦难呢，它会继续去出现，直至到耶稣基督再回来。
Until his return, Christians from all time and places can recall their past of endurance and struggles as we hold on to the hope of promised future.
在他回来之前，所有的基督徒在不同的地方、不同的时间里面，去想起他们以前所受的苦难，同埋去抓紧耶稣基督给我们的应许。
And as we recollect our journey and God's grace in our life, we behold Jesus' path that He walked before us.
我们都看到耶稣基督在我们之前已经行了这条路。
But some of you may say, I've never been exposed to public humiliation, or I've never been in a situation where I was exposed to hardship for the sake of the gospel yet.
咁可能有啲人話，我從未試過為咗呢個福音要去面對苦難，或者被人去嘲弄、公開嘅去戲弄。
If that's you, I pray that when the day of persecution and the day of public humiliation comes to you, because you cherish the gospel more than this world, pray that you would stand and remain in the faith because of your Savior Jesus.
但如果是这样的时候，我祈祷当有一天这个苦难或者是别人的戏弄嘲弄要来到你的时候，你能够去因为耶稣基督，你在耶稣基督的里面的信心，你能够去站立得稳。
Let us together remember that Jesus did not turn his back on us when he pleaded our sin before God.
要记得 当耶稣基督在神的面前去承担我们的罪的时候，耶稣基督没有转念离开我们。
Let us remember that he did not shrink back
on
his way to the hill of Golgotha to be crucified for sinners like you and me.
当他行上这个各个他为我们的罪去写十字架上面的时候，他也都没有退后。
He endured the most pain, the most painful death that we deserve.
他为我们忍受了我们应当得那种的痛苦苦难。
Let me conclude with a quote by a pastor named Jeremiah Burroughs in his book called The Rare Jewels of Christian Contentment.
咁让我去结束嘅时候咧，去引用一位牧师啊 ，Pastor Burroughs， 佢喺呢本书里边啊，基督徒嘅满足嘅里边所讲嘅。
When a Christian can walk in the midst of fiery fields without his garments being singed and has comfort and joy in the midst of everything, it will convince men when they see the power of grace in the midst of afflictions.
他说当一个基督徒在这个试炼这个苦难当中去行的时候，他的衫都没有被烧着，他在这些事情上面有安息和喜乐。当他这些东西会去说服人，当他们看到我们在苦难里面的时候，看到恩典的大能。
Church, we shall not shrink back.
教会我们不要去退后。
Let us strive forward to the brighter future that Jesus promised for us.
让我们去向前，去迎接耶稣基督为我们所应许的一个更美的将来。
Please bow our heads as we pray, closing our prayer. Lord,
让我们一起祈祷。
We are sinners and we are often faithless.
主，我们是罪人，我们无信。
We do not see you the way that your disciples or even your apostles saw you.
我们看不到好像以前的信徒门徒所看到的。
Your absence of physical presence is a current reality, but you promised that you will return to us, O God.
你今日唔，你嘅肉身唔喺我哋当中，但系主，你应许你会再翻嚟。
And you have rightly taught us that my righteous one shall live by faith in the times of uncertainty about your truthfulness.
你教导我哋义人必因信得生。
Until we see you face to face, you have sent us the Holy Spirit and promised us that I am with you always to the end of the ages.
你应许我哋俾圣灵，我哋与我哋同在，直到世界嘅末了。
More than my uncertainty rising from our disbelief, grant us of understanding your truth.
俾我哋去明白你嘅真理。
The truth that alone can stand forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
我哋祈祷奉耶稣基督嘅名祈求。阿门。